March 17, 2023, it's Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Oh!
Pedro Show. Let's turn that fucking monitor off. 21 years, 10 months of doing this. I'm still blowing clamps. Happy St. Pat's Day.
Hey, same to you.
People, you can tell I'm not man alone because of those Estonian software engineers and their Skype invention. I got with me once again, Brother Dredd from way out in rural Vermont. Welcome back aboard. We start off the show with Impressions. This is John Coltrane, live at the 1963 Newport Jazz Festival. Elvin Jones couldn't make the gig, so he's got Brother Roy Haynes on the drum. Brother Roy Haynes was 38 years old when he did this gig in 1963. He just turned 98 a couple days ago. Kicking like Cato. Much respect. Then we have Brother Dredd with Glory. So what's happened since we last talked, Brother Dredd?
What's happened? I've been working on this project, which has been happening for a while, from my band from the 80s, Dreadful in the Din.
Yeah.
With Corbett versus Dempsey, a Chicago label. You may know Corbett versus Dempsey. They've reissued a lot of really rare free jazz records and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing place. And anyway, they picked up this series of CDs that are coming out. The first one is already out. It's called Songs in Heat, which is named for my first single. That's out now, and there's going to be four issues in the series. The first one is 83. The second one is called We Will Fall, 1983, and See God, 85 to 86 is the third one. And there's going to be a fourth issue of transition between my rock days and my more freeform days. So what we've been working on, that Chris Price has been producing the series, and he's working on it. And the next two are coming out at the same time this spring. So that's pretty much what I've been into. And playing, I haven't been playing out, but I've been playing, working on guitar stuff, trying to write, actually.
Oh, great. What about this tune Glory we played? Where's that fit in?
That's from my first solo CD after the band quit. After I quit the band, or the band stopped.
The band, that's a good word. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and I did a CD with Forced Exposure called In Quest of Tents.
Which Byron Coley and Jimmy, right?
Yep. It's been reissued on Feeding Tube on vinyl.
That's Byron too, but with
Byron too
with Ted.
With Ted,
Byron in different combinations.
The masters of vinyl.
Absolutely. Well, look, you gave me this tune here, The Fear. And this is you with a cat named Ben Chasney.
Yes.
Let's play it. Let's play it, and then you can enlighten us to the connect.
Okay.
Find a stop on a mountain. Be strong and churn up the sea. Tear down and roll in the curtain. It's not easy to be so free. What do you see? What do you know? track of all of your tokens. Keep your mind in a trust. Sleep with one eye open. It's too easy to go too far. It's too easy. Too easy. Do you
Watt for Pedro Show. That Chunky Music started off Dread Fool, Ben Chasney, The Fear. After that, brand new from Ron Coates out of Brighton, England, Kathy, name of the tune. Midwife and Via Melanicola. Yeah, new Fresner combo, twofer, NMP's the tune. A Vast Tight String Conspiracy from Benji, North Carolina. Addie's song. And finally, Dread Fool in the Den, people. This is the band you just heard about. Great tune from the old Perubu days. Final Solution. Live. This is a live version. So, hip us to fucking Ben Chasney.
Okay, Ben Chasney. He records under the name Six Organs of Admittance.
Oh, okay, okay.
He's had many, many records out.
Yes.
And they're all great. He and I are old friends. We had many, many years ago talked about working together. And then finally, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, we finally got together, recorded a record called Drunk with Insignificance. And it's the just he plays guitar and actually piano in one tune. And I play guitar and sing, and that's it. It's pretty simple. It was all done one take on each tune. We didn't really rehearse them or anything. That's kind of how we work. And we just sort of talk about it, and then we play it, and then we record it. And that's how that record was done. It's been out for a while. It's actually, you know, I Feeding Tube has this stuff up on their Bandcamp, I believe. I'm pretty sure.
And the material. Like, did you bring tunes? He brought tunes?
No, it's all my stuff.
Okay, okay. That's what I kind of thought. So he would listen to what you brought and then come up with some accompaniment.
Yes, okay. That's exactly how it works.
But not a lot of time to work it out, right? Like kind of first impression.
Yeah, pretty much. It was we had actually played a couple of things live. We did some shows live together, and then we did the recording. So it was, some of the stuff had been actually played once or twice, but it was still pretty new.
And this live recording of you with the Den, this must have been early 80s?
Yes. The first thing with the Den, well, there's more than one Den. I guess I should explain that. But
well, this is the Den that's doing Final Solution.
Final Solution is the first Den.
Okay.
All that stuff on that, the first release, which is Songs in Heat, it's actually we did a single, Mission of Burma, and I went into the studio. And this was even more crazy in a way, I guess, because they didn't even know I was writing songs or playing songs. And it was, a friend of mine, Michael Hafitz, gave me, a birthday present of a studio time with Mission of Burma, who we were friends with. And we went into the studio and I just sort of showed them the basic chords and we played. And we recorded 5 songs. 2 came out on the single, Songs in Heat. And, the rest are now available on, the CD version of Songs in Heat. And they've all been remixed and remastered and the sound quality is much better. And the others, the live stuff comes from our first gig we ever played together. And it's more lo-fi. It was recorded by cassette by Michael Hafitz. And so the 3 or 4 songs that are on Songs in Heat, the CD, are actually live from our first ever.
What was the pad, Brother Dredd?
Say that again?
The pad, the venue.
Oh, the venue was the Channel.
Oh, okay. My first Boston gig was the Channel.
Yeah, was that your first gig with Husker Du?
That's right. It was because in those days, Sunday afternoons, only time punk bands could play before the metal bands. And Andrew would make sure that you got beer because it was Sunday. And New Hampshire used to make all that money with that beer store on the border there.
Right. God, that's funny. I forgot about
that. Yeah, well, Watt didn't. I remember this kid with the skateboard said, "You guys are the weirdest hardcore band ever." Look, we're at the end of the first hour. St. Patrick's Day, March 17, 2023, special guest, brother. Dread Fool. Hold tight for hour two.
In Pisa. Oh,
March 17, 2023, second hour, Watt from Pedro Show.
Sanctuary!
Dear, I'll see my baby. after a wildfire. All charred bark and hissing sap. Struck, or as we sometimes say, stricken. We'll be right back.
for Pedro show. Start off the second hour. Dreadful in the Den with Sanctuary. Alexander Hacker from his little opera about the imaginary cat, young man in Berlin. Hiroshima 1. Baham Boy, Brother AJ, with his exploring his roots on a higher plane. Fine with Anthropocene. And finally, Dreadful. Girl from North Country. Is Bobby Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thought so.
Sort of.
And, yeah, sorry, of course. Just a springboard to get you launched. And this this Dreadful in the Den, a Sanctuary, was that this from the same thing as Final Solution?
Yes. That's okay. From Songs in Heat.
Yeah.
On Corbett versus Dempsey.
Right. And what about this Dreadful thing with Bobby Dylan?
That's actually from a CD, actually a double CD called Kissing the Contemporary Bliss that was originally done on the Child of Microtones label, an edition of 100, which is Matt Valentine and Erica Elder's label.
Yeah.
And then it was picked up by Family Vineyard. Eric put it out.
Okay.
Reissued it.
And you gave me another Dreadful and Ben Chasney tune called Losing My Mind.
Yes. That's from the same record.
And same session. Okay, all that stuff. Let's listen.
I'm losing my mind.
equation that I'm gonna have to show you the door. Any fool can see they're falling. Gotta make you understand. I'm giving you everything for the joy it brings, and I swear. And all that I want from you is a promise you will be there.
I'll give you everything on this, I swear. Just promise you'll always be there.
I'm giving you everything, all that joy can bring, cause I swear. And all that I want from you is a promise you will be there. I'm giving you everything, all that joy can bring, cause I swear. And all that I want from you is a promise you will be there.
I'm still standing here, and I'm still standing here, and
started off that chunk of music, people. Dreadful in the Den doing Sanctuary. Already done that chunk. This is Dreadful and Ben Chastity, people. Losing My Mind, which Watt is doing. Then Gas Coost with Loose Change. Spice Pistols, Say You'll Be There. Head Boggle with In Search Of. That's live. The Hatch from Hokkaido. They want to move to Tokyo, though, I heard. Venom Oviedo. And finally, Dreadful in the Den, Behind You. Yeah, Enlightenment.
That's also from the same session. That's from the single session.
Right. But the Ben Chastity thing?
So that's from the same session as the...
And what would you do?
Ben and I only did one record together, so they're all from...
Right, but that. You said you did some gigs, so... the record was probably stuff that you did at the gigs before that, right?
Only parts of it. Some of it was new that day, actually. But yeah, some of it were songs we had done live.
Okay. And what would you do? Would you like strum your guitar, sing for him, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were good. Actually, the last gig we did, I just went in and at sound check, we sort of ran through what I was going to do and he would listen to, I did not play the whole song. I would play a little bit of it and he would go, cool, I got that one. And then we would go on. And, one of the best gigs I ever did. That was one of my favorite gigs of all time. It's the last one he and I did. It was a long time ago now, but,
and where was that?
That was at a place called the Root Cellar, it's called, Step Forward now, I think. It's in Greenfield, Mass. Excuse me, Greenfield, Mass, which is south of here.
Okay. And, yeah, a lot of places come and go, right? T.T. Bears, I think it's part of Middle East now.
I don't think so. But they're right next to each other.
Yeah, but I think they took it over.
Oh, they did? Okay.
I think so.
More than I do.
Yeah, don't quote me on that, but I think...
No, it wouldn't make sense, actually.
The point is, things come and go, right? I think the channel actually burned down, right?
Yeah, that's gone. It burned down, and it's now like, you know, condos and stuff, I think. It was the typical thing.
That's happened so many fucking times, bro.
Yeah, everywhere, man, everywhere.
So about these four releases you got.
Yes.
Are you involved? Are you making the artwork?
Actually, most of the artwork is photos that Pat took, who you've met before.
Pat, we're actually using his account, right, to do the spiel.
Yeah, I'm using Pat's account right now. she took photos of that whole scene back in the day. She's got photos of, you know, just about every band that went through town and every band that played. And she took a lot of photos of us. And that's basically the artwork, or her photos.
Oh, so she was a documentary, because the Boston camera cat I remember, Phil and Flash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Right? He's like at every fucking gig.
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
Well, I mean, in the earlier days.
Yeah. But he never got quite into the, like when things started to go a little arty and stuff, he sort of.
Right.
I don't think he was really into that. But.
You know, people, I don't think people really know, but there was a trippy phase there, right? Like Scruffy the Cat, DMZ. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like no man's land. Nobody knew where anybody stood, right?
Well, actually, DMZ was like one of the first bands. They were really early.
Right, but I mean, what was kind of rock and roll? What was new wave? What was punk? What was, you know?
Right,
I kind of like those times because you don't really know, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's when it's more interesting.
Right. You don't have the uniforms and all that shit.
Yeah.
Because by that time, it's almost by numbers, right? Paint by numbers and connect the dots shit.
That's what was happening. That started to happen, and it was like, it got really boring really fast.
Right, because one of the bitching things was the unpredictability, not knowing what a gig was going to turn out to be like.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm with you there all the way.
And then there was stuff like Liars, right, which was kind of garage 60s. I mean,
it
was all over.
Yeah.
Boston had so many different kinds of band that was all part of this kind of trippy movement.
Yep. Well, Jeff Monoban was in DMZ. He's the one who, you know, really stayed in that era. He really pioneered the return to garage rock thing. I mean, he was the Liars and what else? He had another band, I think, for a while. I can't think of it offhand. But
and his thing was like drinking bottles of Tabasco sauce.
I never saw that, but I believe it.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, he would drink a whole fucking bottle before, you know, for us here in SoCal, I ain't nothing but, you know, anybody else, I guess. Start shitting fire.
You do that all the time?
Oh, the habaneros, dude. They can't even taste Tabasco. You know, tolerance, like anything, like drogas, you know.
That's true. Right, it's. Right. But yeah, well, Boston was actually known as being more of a rock and roll town than.
Yeah, of course.
We had a lot of punk bands, you know, using the term punk in its original strict form.
Well, there was trippy things. Like, you had FUs turned into Straw Dogs. I mean, you know, because.
Right.
Right. And there was the Freeze. I think they were actually Cape Cod or something. But then you had what they call it, like Tweed or something. You know, kind of pop, kind of wave.
Yeah, well, they did. Well, so a lot of them.
Why am I talking about the Neats?
Oh, man, the Neats. Yeah, the Neats were a great band.
Yeah. No, I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just saying I love the way there was a huge spectrum.
Yeah. And the Neats were part of that for sure.
Yeah, right.
There always was in Boston, I think. It seems, you know.
Who was those other cats? Some of them ended up playing with Charlie and his Catholics. Birds? Some Human Sexual Response?
Human Sexual Response,
Golden
sure.
Birds or some shit. Yeah, they kept really good guitar man. I can't remember his name.
Rich Gilbert.
Rich, yeah.
We always wanted to play with a Din. We never got him in there. But he always begged to play with a Din.
Is that right? That cat can fucking play. And he always had the nicest old shit.
Yeah. He's still, like, he moved to Nashville and is doing the country thing, I believe.
I can imagine that guy being able to play anything. He was
else. Absolutely. And, you know, I used to run into him at Cecil Taylor shows and stuff. He was really into everything.
Yeah. I will say the Boston scene did have probably more radio. Well, here in SoCal we had Rodney on the Rock, but I mean there were some stations, right, that was always playing. I don't know, it's just a trippy thing. We always look forward to playing there. There was always a whole bunch of bands. Traffic's a little intense.
Oh God, man, Boston traffic's unreal.
The big dig, right? Like 40 big years dig. Now.
But, the college stations were really big in Boston.
That's what I'm saying. I think that helped a little bit, too.
Yeah.
You know?
It definitely did. They definitely kept things moving, and it was incredible.
We're
at
the end, Yeah, in the green tie, right? Southie. That's what I was thinking of. Andrew at the jail there. We're at the end of the second hour of March 17, 2023. Special guest, Dreadful. Hold tight, hour three. March 17, 2023. It's the third hour of Watch Pedro Show.
Go away. become something real. I think that you should stay. I'll never turn away.
for Pedro Show Star of Third Hour. Dreadfool and Ben Chasney again. Won't make it. Except they did make it. That's why we got, we can play it. They didn't make it, wouldn't play it. They just memory. Just be a memory in their heads. Yeah, they'd have to tell us about it. Odd after that, out of Texas with a streporous. Yeah, maybe that's it. It's a love to start a song title with parenthetical, right? And not on. So, you know, especially with instrumental music. Title is 9/10 of the law, people. Adam Trumbull after that, I'll Never Turn Away. And Dreadfool in the Den. Sister Ray, this is the reason why I wanted to make a power trio with an organ player. You know, in the old days, organs, before Casio and shit, keyboards cost a buttload, man. Me and D. Boone didn't know anybody who played one.
Really?
Yeah. And we're talking early 70s and shit, and there was, you know, no Econo keyboards. Casio, that was the big breakthrough. It wasn't just watches, people. It was also these Econo synth keyboards. And just love that tune, man. You know, I found out, you know, with the, who's the inspiration is, right?
Of Sister Ray?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Kink Singer.
I forget if I do.
Kink Singer.
Ray Charles?
No, Ray Davies.
What's that?
Ray Davies.
Oh, Ray Davies. Oh, really?
Remember Lola and that shit?
Yeah. I never heard Sister Ray.
Ray Davies.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's
cool.
What I heard anyway. Maybe it's an urban myth, but. You know,
I've never heard that, I don't think.
Whip it on me, Jim. Whip it on me, Jim. I was waiting for that part. One time I was doing that tune with my second man up in Duluth, the only Duluth, speaking of North Country, you know, Hibbin is right across the river.
Yeah.
And Lake Superior, right? It looks like an ocean. Fuck. Anyway, we're playing that tune, and Grandpa's Ghost, I think we were touring with, and they're speaker cab that they already had the shit set up that fell down on, broke my toe. You know, when you break your toe, you can't get a cast. You just got to ride it out.
Ooh.
A little bit of pain involved. But it was worth it. And where was this Sister Ray live? Is it from the same as Final Solution?
Yes. Well, that's actually live in the studio.
Ah, yeah, that's right. There's no crowd.
Yeah, that was the final song that we did.
With the Herman guys?
Yeah.
So that's
Roger. Roger?
Okay. And Peter and Clint?
Yeah. And Martin.
And Martin, right. He was I think he went away to Hawaii or something, right? Bob Weston took his place later on.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
He was playing a bass with clips on the strings. And he was playing with a piano tuner. I'm a piano key. Okay. Or not the mallet, whatever the hell you call it.
The thing that hits the string, little hammer.
Yeah. He was playing it with that, and he had clips on the strings for the whole thing.
Wow.
And actually, that was one of the great things when the song was redone, remixed and stuff, that you couldn't really hear him on the single, but since it was redone, some of his stuff comes out. It's just great. It's amazing. He was incredible.
I think Roger's upstate Vermont now.
He lives, like, not too far from here.
Yeah. I got to play with him. He's got some kind of a trio, something trio, kind of space name, science
name. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I'm blanking.
But it was real good. It was real good.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're Trinary System.
That's it, Trinary System. Great, man.
Their album is really great.
Yeah,
it's a killer. It's like a great psychedelic guitar record. It doesn't copy every other psychedelic guitar record. It's really good.
He also made a solo guitar record about dreams that's really good. Roger Miller. Fucking.
That's
his
solo.
The Askin brothers told me they used to party because he lived in Ann Arbor and his parents were professors. They'd have, they'd open up the house and let the neighborhood come in and have a good time. Look, you gave me Greatest Band in Hell. Let's play that.
Come on, love. Thank you. Oh, phone.
Pedro Show last music for this edition. Started that chunk off, Dread Fool in the Den, doing Greatest Band in Hell. And from Anchorage, Alaska, Muskeg Mudsuck with Leche de Aguas. Pardon my fucking... I fuck up my own language too, so equal opportunity fucker upper. I don't mean to, people. And finally, Dread Fool with Ascension, Ra slash Ra and Book. And I'm guessing here,
Book.
Yeah, but might be short for a guy who spent his last 14 years here in Pedro.
Did he really? I knew he lived in L.A. I didn't think...
Well, post office and shit, that's written more up, you know, downtown.
Right.
L.A., closer to Hollywood, actually. And but his last 14 years were in the harbor here in Pedro. He's in the same boneyard as D. Boone.
Wow.
I wouldn't shit you. And then Rob, maybe Brother Son Ra, Sonny Brown,
yep.
Birmingham,
yep.
Alabama. Yeah. And then Ascension, maybe Mr. Coltrane, his big band record, right?
Yeah.
That's the first time that I knew I was listening to John. Well, I didn't know. Raymond played me Ascension one night after Germ's gig. And I knew nothing about bebop or anything. And he told me, I thought he was an older punk rocker. I had no idea he was dead or anything. But that was the first time I heard it. I loved it, man. It's always a huge, impact on me and stuff. And this is Dread Fool. Tell me where you did this. And you got in parentheses, Bridge of Cries. Is this something to do with Robin Trower?
Well, no, not directly. It was just the words. I like the way it sounded.
Actually, Robin Trower lifted that. Bridge of Sighs is from... it's an old-timey
thing. I hear that record, too.
Yeah, yeah. Great singer, the bass man. I think he was Scott Skye or something. Caledonia! He had that kind of earthy voice. But tell me about where was this recorded?
That was recorded in my bedroom in Wakefield, Massachusetts.
How long ago?
92, I think, 92, 93.
And you know, a lot of people from the old days of the movement, it seemed they had open mind towards wild-ass stuff like jazz, this kind of jazz.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I totally got in. It, by the end of the Dread Fool in the Den period, I was listening mostly to jazz. It was like I got tired of rock. You know,
The same thing happened with Richard Meltzer, you know, the guy who kind of invented rock, right? He had a band.
Oh, I know
Bach.
Richard. Yep.
Okay. Oh, if you know Byron, you know Richard, totally because failed. I think Byron learned a couple of writing lessons from Richard. Just a couple.
Yeah, just a couple.
Yeah, I love Richard.
One of his heroes, for sure.
And I love Byron, too. I love both of them, man.
I just saw Richard last night in the Big Star video.
Oh, wow.
There was a thing about the conference with all the rock writers came together. And there was Richard.
Right. I think there was a...
Dancing.
And there's a notorious bottle of whiskey that went missing, I guess, Lester Bangs. There's a whole story about that convention thing or whatever. What do they call those, junkets?
Huh.
Yeah, he told me it was such a trough. The labels were using the rock writers as just shill, you know?
Right.
And that's why Richard ended up writing that book, A Whore Just Like the Rest, you know, because he said it got real. He said at first it felt like they were in trenches together, and then all of a sudden it was just you were nothing but a fucking proxy fuck.
Yeah. Well, you worked with Richard, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Made the Spielgusher record. That Byron ended up putting out a vinyl version.
Raymond
did the art, the va-vooms on the etched in the vinyl on the fourth side. It's only three sides of a double album.
Uh-huh.
Well, Look,
very cool.
You got these releases coming. When do the next one is two at a time?
Yeah, they're going to release the next two volumes at the same time. One of them is a double CD. The second one, See God, is actually a double CD. And that is the actual band that became a band. It was Peter's – after Bromer broke up, Peter formed the Volcano Sons.
That's right. Many different bass players. Bob Weston was one.
Bob Weston was one, right. And the first one was Steve Michener, and then there was Jeff
Bob
Wagon.
Faye was one of the drummers.
What's that?
Bob Faye was one of the drummers. I mean, there's all kinds of people went through that band. Now Peter's got a band called Mini
Not
Beast.
Bob Faye. No, nobody ever played drums in Peter's band.
Oh, that's right, because Peter was a drummer. I'm thinking I'm thinking of Lou and Subado. I'm an idiot.
Sorry about that.
I'm trying to get my things. But Peter's playing guitar now in Mini Beast, and he's living in Providence, Rhode Island. I think I got that.
But have Brother you heard Dread. Him?
Yes. I played all this shit on the, and I've, I even shared the stage with him, with MSSV. But when I'm putting the invite out to you, Brother Dread, when these two CDs come out, will you come back on the show? We'll play the stuff and talk about it.
Sure. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Beautiful. And, in the meantime, get on that songwriting thing. I can't wait. See what you bake. It comes out of the Brother Dread oven brain mind.
We'll see, hopefully.
Okay, yeah. Much respect to you. Big love. People, it's been St. Patrick's Day, March 17, 2023. This is why Peter shall keep you. Bye!